Welcome to part two of the Townships at 12. If you're just joining me, I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, here in the Eastern Townships. In the second part of today's show, I will be talking with Cynthia Teller Champagne, who is the general manager of the not-for-profit organization called Moiselle Haut-Saint François, and she will be talking about the Book Bazaar project to raise money for the organization. I will also have some health news in this segment. We will start with a song called Money. It's by Canadian band The Arkells, featuring Portugal the Man. Today on the show, we're shining a light on a much-loved community initiative that's making a meaningful return here in the region. The Book Bazaar at Moiselle Haut-Saint François has long been a place where people could discover affordable reads while supporting an important local cause, food insecurity. And now it's back with a renewed spirit. Joining me today is Cynthia Teller Champagne, manager at Moiselle Haut-Saint François, to talk about the reopening of the bazaar, what visitors can expect, and how this initiative continues to support the community in a very real way. We're talking with Cynthia Teller Champagne today, and she's the general manager of the nonprofit Moiselle Haut-Saint François. Cynthia, could you start by telling us a little bit about the Moiselle Haut-Saint François and the work you do in the the community.
Hello, Maureen. It's a pleasure to be here today. So, Menton-Saint-François is a community organization founded around 12 years ago with committed citizens who wanted to respond to food insecurity in our region. And though we are based in East Angus, we serve the entire Haut-Saint-François region. And we support around 230 households through food assistance, including home delivery for people who are ill. So we have multiple services, and we are also proud of our partnership with Transport HSF, which helps people without a vehicle to access to our food assistance.
Food insecurity, that seems to be a big problem in today's world, especially here in the townships, I guess.
Oh, yeah, really.
Now, the Book Bazaar, that is reopening after a pause in East Angus. Can you tell us what this project means to the community?
Yeah, sure. I think the Book Bazaar is a warm place where people can come after work to slow down, talk with people, connect, and discover second-hand books. And it's also a way to help and support Moisson-Saint-François while enjoying a good book.
Now, the Book Bazaar, that was closed for a while. It's reopening, and the funds from the Book Bazaar go directly to the Moisson-Saint-François, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that project means a lot to the community then.
Yes, it plays an important role in funding the food insecurity mission, the food security mission, I'm sorry. And so social economy projects help us become more financially independent and help us better respond to growing community needs.
Mm-hmm. Now, it closed for a while. Would you like to talk about that? And why was it important to bring the bazaar back at this time?
Yeah, sure. It was closed for a while because our long-term volunteer guest, and it was hard to find a volunteer to take back the project because we need someone to be there each week. So it took us the time to find someone there to get in the project.
Now, the bazaar has been renamed in honor of Louis-Henri Roy. Can you tell us about this contribution and why this tribute is so meaningful?
Yes, Henri Roy, that we affectionately known as Tiwi, and his wife Cecile volunteered for over 10 years. And while they were there, they welcomed people with warm and true passion for books, as I can experience myself for the first time 3 years ago. So I'm very honored to put that name on the project.
Mm-hmm. And the bazaar's name is Henri Louis Roy. Is that correct?
Yes, Henri Louis Roy.
Okay. What kind of legacy did he leave behind through his work?
I think he created a place with a true sense of belonging for the community. And from what I hear, after he gets ill, people were always checking in and asking about him. So I think he lives here in a sense.
So the bazaar was going, he became ill and then the bazaar had to close and now it's reopening.
Yes, it's reopening that Saturday.
Okay, that's exciting. Now, what challenges led to the bazaar being closed and what made reopening possible now?
Okay, like I told sooner, after his passing, it became difficult to find committed volunteers and the bazaar has to close for a while, like a few months. At one point, we even considered transferring the project to another organization, but it always stays in the end of Moisson-Saint-François. And the turning point came during the AGM in June, when two book lovers, Daniel and Carole, in the audience, were deeply moved by the story of Tiwi, Henri Louis Roy. And from there, we began to talk and rethink that project together.
Can you tell us about the people who stepped forward to make the event happen again?
Sure, my pleasure. I so much love them. So Danielle and Carol are so passionate about books, and through this project we became friends, and I'm really grateful to have those as a part of that project because they work so hard. We faced many challenges through that project. First thing, East Angus, the municipality asked us to stick the bookshelf to the wall so the summer camp could take the space during the summer. But the issue was that I had to get rid of half the book, which was impossible for us. So we just store it somewhere in boxes, and we had to find a place to store them, and we had to secure the shelves. So it took us a couple of months to rebuild the space, rethink the space, and I'm really glad that we're here today.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a bit of work. Now, the official opening is April 18th. It will be open during the summer, I guess. And can you tell us the hours the Book Bazaar will be open on a regular basis?
Yeah, on a regular basis, the Thursday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. because we want people to be able to come after their work. And the first Saturday of each month, so the family can gather here together. And it's located in East Angus, the Cultural Center on Maple Street. Yes, that being said, we are here until June 11. And then we pause for the summer because the day camp need to use that space. So afterwards, we will be back. It's in September full time.
Okay, good. Now the address, you said it's on Maple Street in East Angus?
Yeah, 288 Maple Street.
Okay. Now it sounds like a very warm and community-based event. What are the what are you most looking forward to with the bazaar opening?
Yeah, our question. But at first I say just to share my passion for books with other book nerd. But most of all, I will say honor the commitment of the past and the present volunteers, because I'm deeply grateful for their understanding, outstanding work.
Now, what kinds of items can people discover at the bazaar? Are there English books as well as French?
Yeah, but, yeah, as you said, it's mostly books, but about 20% are English books, including hundreds of titles and children's books. So there's a very large book for you, Shirley. And we also offer board games and puzzles. Yeah, at that time, you are seeking for manga donation, and we're still looking for more children's books, Shirley.
Okay, so this space is a little bit more special than a typical bookstore. You offer games, too.
Yeah, yeah, I think people like it.
Mm-hmm. All proceeds go back to the Moisan Hall Saint-François. How do these funds help support your work?
Yeah, so 100% of the sales goes back to Moisan's mission, because we have free spares shared by the municipality, and people volunteer here. So we're really grateful to use the fund to support food insecurity by buying fresh and local vegetables.
Can you tell us more about the organization's mission to fight food insecurity in the region?
Yeah, sure. The organization's mission is to reduce food insecurity in the region by providing food assistance. And we have also many services that can help people to get back on track. That would be it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of food insecurity in the whole Saint-François region and the townships?
Yeah. So we are receiving hundreds of calls every week, and Mia is working with people. I think she has like 15 appointments every week. So it's really a big challenge, but we are here to support people, and we do it with the bottom of our heart. So yes, we're there for them.
Mm-hmm. You sound like a great group of volunteers.
Yeah, the family Moisson is wonderful.
And are you currently looking for volunteers, not only for the Book Bazaar, but for the Jose François Moisa?
Yes, sure. We are always looking for volunteers, and I think Karen and Daniel would say yes, because we could give her a little break sometimes, and possibly for the bazaar, if we have more volunteers, we could open more Saturdays or more weekends. So yes, we're open to that. They can call us, surely.
Okay, and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, people could DM on Messenger for the bazaar. They can call at the office of Moisson Saint-François. If it's marked for the bazaar, they also can talk to Danielle and Carol when it's open.
Do you think that the Book Bazaar will continue after this year?
Yeah, sure. Second hand never gets old. And I think people need more community space, and citizens need access to quality food assistance when they need it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Okay. Can you tell us again the hours and the place that the book bazaar is?
Yeah, sure. So every Thursday between 2 and 6 p.m. and the first Saturday of every month until June 11th.
Okay. And you're also looking for donations of books, especially children's books. Is that correct?
Yeah, we don't take a donation at the moment except for manga and children's books, because we have so much books to store waiting to be sold. So we don't take much for the moment.
Okay. What would you say to someone who hasn't visited the bazaar before?
I say try it. I'm sure you'll love it, because people are welcoming and we're just here to hear your story and share books, share love of books. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does the reopening mean to you personally, Cynthia?
I will say that I'm a person who loves to create space where people feel like home. So I really hope that visitors feel that sense of welcome as soon as they walk in.
That's nice. If Louis Henri Roy could see the bazaar reopening today, what do you think he would feel?
I think he will really enjoy it. And I believe people still live in the place that were meaningful for them. So I feel is still there in a sense. So maybe I'll ask that question to Cecile this weekend. She will know better.
Okay. Now, the Book Bazaar opening on April 18th. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Cynthia?
Oh, you just come.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Cynthia Teller Champagne. She's the general manager of the not-for-profit Moisson Jose Francois. So thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you for the warm welcome, Maureen.
And next up, we have some health news for you here on the Townships at 12. As we move through April, many of us are eager to get back outside, gardening, walking, and enjoying the fresh spring air. But along with the warmer weather comes something a little less welcome: insect stings. Insects like bees, wasps, and hornets start becoming more active this time of year. And while most stings are harmless, they can still be painful and in some cases serious. For most people, a sting causes redness, swelling, and that sharp burning sensation we all recognize. The good news is that simple first aid usually does the trick. If you're stung, try to remove the stinger if they're still there, especially with bee stings. Then wash the area gently with soap and water. Applying a cold compress can help reduce swelling, and an over-the-counter antihistamine or hydrocortisone cream may ease itching and discomfort. However, it's important to know the signs of a more serious reaction. If someone experiences difficulty breathing, swelling of the face or throat, dizziness, or hives spreading across the body, this could indicate a severe allergic reaction. In that case, it's important to seek emergency medical help immediately. Prevention is also key. When spending time outdoors, try to avoid wearing strong perfumes or bright floral patterns, as these can attract insects. Keep food and drinks covered, especially sweet beverages, and wear shoes when walking on grass. April is all about getting back outside and reconnecting with nature, so a little awareness can go a long way in keeping those experiences safe and enjoyable. And that's our health news today on the Townships at 12.
I couldn't stop if I wanted, nothing could put me out.
That was a new one from Steven Sanchez, Chuck the Money.
I would like to thank my guests on the show today. In the first half hour, David Skipwright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Check them out on Facebook. And in the second part of today's show, Cynthia Teller Champagne, general manager of the nonprofit organization called Moisson Haut Saint-François. And visit the Book Bazaar in East Angus at 288 Maple Street. It's open every Thursday from 2 to 6 p.m. and the first Saturday of every month until June 11th. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an activity coming up, or you have an idea for an interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. The Tuesday show is repeated at noon on Wednesday. Thanks for listening, and we will close with the song by Jessie Ware, Superbloom. You've been listening to The Townships at 12 on The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships.
Kiss me.